KJAN Sports.
Time now for a check of sports here on KJAN. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with KJAN Sports. It's being brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Now take a look at sports this morning here on KJN. It was a wacky day number two in the NCAA tournament yesterday as two big time upsets occurred in NCAA play, and we'll get right to the list of scores here for you from yesterday. The two big upsets were 15 seeds over number two seeds. It's been 11 years since that last happened, and boy, we had two of them in one single day. As the first one of the day was at the CenturyLink Center over in Omaha, as Norfolk State topped Missouri by a final score in that ball game of 86-84. It came right down to the wire there in that basketball game. Also a big upset, it was Lehigh over Duke by a score of 75-70. Other scores in NCAA tournament play, it was games played at the Bridgestone Arena, Texas falls to Cincinnati 61-59. It was Florida State holding off St. Bonaventure 66-63. Ohio beat Michigan 65-60 in an upset there in a 13-4 seed game. Also South Florida was an upset winner, a 12 seed over a 5 seed, 58-44 over Temple. The other games played in Omaha yesterday, it was Florida all over Virginia, 71-45. Purdue topped St. Mary's in the nightcap, 72-69. And it was Kansas defeating Detroit by a score of 65-50. Also games played in Greensboro, it was Creighton eking out a victory and a controversial late no-call at the end of the game, but Creighton pulls off the win, 58-57 over Alabama. Also, North Carolina was a 77-58 winner over Vermont. Lehigh, as we mentioned, 75-70 over Duke there in that upset. And Xavier was a 67-63 winner over Notre Dame. Games played at Nationwide Arena. It was NC State over San Diego State, another upset game there, 11 over a 6 seed, 79-65 the final end in that game. Georgetown, 74-59 over Belmont, and it was St. Louis, a 61-54 winner over Memphis. Also, it was Michigan State all over Long Island University, 89-67. So that's a look at games played in the NCAA tournament yesterday. Of course, a whole new slate of games are on the page here today, and one of those games includes the Iowa State Cyclones, as they'll take on top overall seed Kentucky here this evening in NCAA tournament action. And in a story related to that, Royce White nearly ended up as a Kentucky Wildcat. If he had, Iowa State wouldn't have gotten this far in the NCAA tournament. He's the main reason the Cyclones have advanced to the third round. He leads Iowa State in scoring, rebounds, assists, blocks, and steals. He and Iowa State will try to beat the top-seeded Wildcats here this evening. Just over 2 years after White planned to become one of them, he was out of basketball and looking for a place to play, and White initially signed at Minnesota, but never played for the Golden Gophers after a string of legal issues there in his home state. But Coach John Calipari wanted him at Kentucky, but White's fear of flying and the upcoming birth of his first child kept him closer to his family in Minneapolis. He ended up becoming a Cyclone, and Iowa State's very happy about that situation, as they'll play later on here tonight. And that ball game is set for a 7:45 tip-off, Iowa State and Kentucky, and Louisville, Kentucky at the KFC Yum Center. That one will be televised on CBS. Other games in NCAA tournament play here today. Games going on in the East Regional. A couple of games being played in Pittsburgh at the Consol Energy Center. It'll be Syracuse taking on Kansas State at 11:15 here today on CBS. Also, Ohio State will take on Gonzaga. That'll be 30 minutes following that first game there between Syracuse and Kansas State. And those games are on CBS. Also, games being played at the Pit in Albuquerque, New Mexico. It's Wisconsin taking on Vanderbilt in the East Regional. That is a 6:10 tip-off on TNT. Also in the South Regional, in third round action, we mentioned that game between Kentucky and Iowa State. That's a 7:45 tip-off on CBS. And then the game being played at the Pitt Regional in Albuquerque, New Mexico, is actually in the bracketing for the South Regional, but that game being played there. It's Baylor taking on Colorado. That's an 8:40 tip time tonight on TNT. Also a game at the Rose Garden in Portland will be Indiana taking on VCU. It's 7:10 on TBS. And in the West Regional, it'll be Marquette facing Murray State at 5:15 on CBS. And then a game being played in Portland, Oregon at the Rose Garden for that West Regional is Louisville facing New Mexico. That's a 9:40 tip-off on TBS here tonight. So let's look at those NCAA tournament games on the men's side coming up here for you tonight. And actually, those were Eastern times listed, so most of those games will be an hour earlier. So the Iowa State-Kentucky game set to tip off at about 6:45 or so here this evening. Also going on here today, it's the first round of the NCAA Women's Basketball Tournament, as they'll get things underway. And one of those games, or two of those games, actually will be played at Hilton Coliseum here tonight. It's an odd mix of rankings there in the Ames portion of the NCAA Tournament, as the seeding has Kentucky, the 12th-ranked team in the country, as a number 2 seed for the first time in 30 years. And one-loss Green Bay is ranked 10th in the nation, but they got just a number 7 seed in the tournament. Worse yet, both of those teams might have to go through unranked host Iowa State, which boasts one of the nation's top home court advantage. And it's a weekend for the fortunate and not-so-fortunate in Iowa. One that tips off on Saturday, and the Wildcats will face 15-seeded McNeese State. And in the nightcap, it will be Green Bay, the Phoenix, taking on Iowa State, the 10 seed there tonight in Ames. And the first game there is scheduled to tip off at 3:20 between Kentucky and McNeese State, and then Green Bay and Iowa State will follow up that one at 30 minutes following. Other games going on in the NCAA first round for the women today. It's Tennessee taking on Tennessee Martin. DePaul will face BYU. West Virginia faces Texas. Stanford takes on Hampton. South Carolina will face Eastern Michigan. Purdue will face South Dakota State. Also, Arkansas takes on Dayton. Texas A&M takes on Albany. Also, Maryland will face Navy. Louisville faces Michigan State. Kansas State takes on Princeton. UConn will face Prairie View. And Rutgers faces Gonzaga. And Miami takes on Idaho State. Those are all the games going on in women's NCAA tournament play here for today. Also in basketball news as well, the Drake men will continue on in their postseason run here tonight, as they'll be playing at Rice, on the road at Rice tonight, down in Texas. It's a 7 o'clock tip-off tonight as the Drake men play in the CIT postseason basketball tournament. Also, another sporting news, the NCAA Wrestling Championships had their semifinals wrap up yesterday, and now they'll head to the finals coming up here tonight. The team score race is pretty much all but spoken for now, as Penn State has jumped out to a huge lead of 124 team points. Minnesota's in second with 94.5. Iowa's in third with 87.5 team points. Cornell in fourth, and Oklahoma State rounds out the top five in the team standings. And the wrestlers now that will be wrestling in the finals here tonight that have some interest here in the state. Matt McDonough of Iowa will take on Nicholas Megaluz of Penn State. That'll be the finals matchup at 125 pounds here tonight. Also, other wrestlers here from the state, Montel Marion of Iowa made it to the finals as well. He'll take on Kellen Russell of Michigan at 141 pounds. Derek St. John of Iowa also made the finals. He'll take on Kyle Dakey of Cornell in the 157-pound championship bout. And that's a look at wrestlers there. Three Iowa wrestlers will be in championship matches here this evening. And those finals begin at 6:30 here tonight and will air on ESPN. And in other sporting news, the St. Louis Cardinals had some spring training baseball yesterday. The Marlins newcomer Mark Burley was tagged for 5 runs in 2 1/3 innings, and the Cardinals defeated Miami 5-0 on Friday. Burley allowed 6 hits and walked 2 in his second spring training start. He threw 70 pitches against what could be the Cardinals' opening day lineup. Matt Holliday hit his first home run of the spring and is batting .500 in exhibition play. Ailing St. Louis Cardinals ace Chris Carpenter has thrown off a mound for the first time in nearly 2 weeks. Carpenter has been limited in workouts since March 3rd because of a stiff neck. And we'll have Cardinals baseball coming up later on here for you today as they play in some spring training baseball action. That'll be 11:45 start time as they'll take on the Tigers. They'll set to play tomorrow as well, and they'll take on the Marlins again tomorrow. It's also an 11:45 pregame start time. And also a reminder coming up over the weekend as well, on Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock pregame, 4 o'clock tip-off, the Iowa men will play in the NIT men's basketball tournament. They'll take on Oregon on the road for that ball game on Sunday afternoon. At the look at some of the latest sports here on KJN Sports has been brought to you this morning by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.